Hey guys, it's Dan. So in this video, I wanted to talk to you about the flow of money.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about money. One of the subjects that I focused most of my time on, quite frankly, because it's really important. I know people go, money doesn't make you happy. But it does buy you a jet ski, which is kind of the same thing. Not that I own a jet ski, but I own a paddle surf, paddle board. Kind of the same thing. So, let's talk about money though, because for some reason, like, you're not supposed to talk about it. It's 2021. Everything else is fine to talk about. But not money still. You know, for whatever reason, we can't talk about money. Never talk about it at the dinner table. I just don't get it. I teach my kids about money. I teach my six-year-old about money. She's worried about what she's going to do when she grows up. And I've told her not to worry. I guess it's just one of the things that people worry about. I don't know. But I would rather her be asking questions about money. We give her pocket money now. She saves. She saves up for things that she wants. She sells her old toys. And then allows her to save for other stuff. So we're trying to teach her good habits, which I think is a good step forward. I would rather her know about money from an early age and be able to manage money from an early age than not. I mean, we speak to people and they don't know how to manage money in the 30s and 40s. It's really simple, though. It's like, cut your costs, cut back as much as you can, within reason, you know, don't suffocate yourself financially. Have a budget set aside for your money, for your food, for your coffee, for your petrol, for your car payment. Everything that goes out every month. And then, you know, if it's the first of the month today and you work all that information out, you will know today whether you're going to get through the month or not. Yeah, I get that things can crop up. You know, your car breaks down, you need to spend £1,000 that you didn't have. I know things can crop up. But the very first step for you is to work out what are your known knowns? What do you know that's going to go out this month? Because what happens is some people, they don't really know how much money they spend each month. And it's a complete and utter surprise to them how much money they've got left at the end of the month or not. Or how much money they actually put on a credit card or had to get a loan or an overdraft for, which is costly money. So this is the key, is that you need to start recognising how much money you're spending each and every month on a regular basis, and it'll average out. It might be 1500 quid, might be 2 grand, might be 3 grand, whatever that number is. You see, some people, they make a lot of money and yet they're still broke because they just spend a lot of money and they don't even know how much money they're going to make each month. How much money they're going to spend each month. They literally have zero clue as to how much money they're going to spend. You can't build a future based on unknowns. You've got to know the easy stuff. And it's really easy to do. You just pull up a spreadsheet. It could be a pen and paper. You go into your bank account, see how much money you've spent, start allocating budgets. And that's the first step. And by the way, this is exactly what was on the very first podcast, which is, you know, the three rules. Cut your costs, earn as much money as you can, which takes us on to the next bit. And the third bit is to invest the rest. And when we talk about investing, it's the rest that we're investing. It's the difference between how much money you make and how much money you spend. And that difference is how much money you can invest. And it might be £200 a month, which is great. And we've spoken before about, do I put all £200 in a cryptocurrency? The answer is no. You might put 10% of that. Because you're supposed to have a balanced portfolio. And all cryptocurrency is not balanced. It's a high risk fund. And we're not going to talk about that now because we talked about it on several different videos. But it's this concept of cutting back on your costs and knowing how much money you've actually got. Now, I know that it's very difficult. I even had a guy who was in so much debt. He said, well, there's just no point. There's just no point. I'm in so much debt, there's just no point. But it's like this. If a Titanic was sinking, you know, 82% slower than it had, it would have been fine. Like, not fine, it would have still sunk, but it would have been rescued. There's nothing left to rescue when the boat's got there because it's sunk. If it could have, you know, stopped 50% of the rate of sinking, most people would still be alive from Titanic. And it's about that. It's about slowing down the speed of your detriment, you know, the detrimental effect that you're going through. And likewise, when you start paying off all your debt, and so let's say that you're paying £500 a month off your credit card debt. You're not just saving £500 a month off your credit card debt. You also then, once your debt's paid off, it's the £500 a month that you're then putting into your positive investments. You know, £6,000 a year. You build that up over 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to have a decent pension pot, effectively, or whatever form of investment you want to do. So it's not just about, you know, the money that you're saving each month from not having to pay your debt, your credit cards, your loans, your store cards, and so on. It's about the money that you can then invest and what then happens to that money. So if you'd have started that 10 years ago with Bitcoin, let's just use that as a stupid example, like, you'd be a multi-millionaire by now. But you couldn't, because you had the debt. And I didn't, because I didn't realise either. It's fine going back and saying what I woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we all live in that world. But, like, Bitcoin might be going to £4 million a coin yet. And we just, nobody knows, right? So you have to start taking some action, and the action that you have to start taking is you've got to start cutting your costs. At the very least, if you can't cut your costs, you need to know how much your costs actually are. And this is the problem that most people have, is that they do not know what their costs are. So they can't cut them. But then look. You know, they then log into the bank account and take a look. How much money did I spend on petrol? How much money did I spend eating out, takeaways? Not that anyone's eating out right now with lockdown and so on. But takeaways, how much money are you spending there? How much money are you spending on entertainment? Netflix and Amazon and all the other bits and bats. You've got Kindle, you've got Amazon Music, you've got Amazon Prime, you've got Amazon Video, you've got Netflix, you've got Sky, you've got broadband, you've got your mobile phone device. Like, all of these things are things that you could cut back on and not have, as you know, a massive, massive difference in your life. You still enjoy some of them. But that money that you're saving, I'm constantly looking at, you know, what direct debits have I got, what standing orders have I got, and cancelling them if needs be. I mean, I signed up for one which was like a workout fitness thing. I've had it for 2 months and I've done zero workouts. It's gone. I had two. One was £15, one was £11. Doesn't sound like a lot. £26 a month is over £300 a year. It's like 350 quid for the year, which is ridiculous. 350 quid is one evening in a nice hotel, including, you know, or it's, I mean, you could go to Ibiza and spend the night in Ibiza for that, including flights. It's ridiculous. So you've got to start cutting your costs. And those little costs, which don't sound like a lot, that could be your only investment in the year, £350. And people go, well, I'm not going to get anywhere on 350 quid. If you'd have bought one of the crypto coins, or if you'd have bought into Tesla, and Tesla was £10, 35 shares of Tesla, when Tesla was 10 quid, you bought 35 shares of that. But how much is Tesla now? It's a lot of money. Like $900, and you add 35 times 900. So from small acorns can grow giant trees. So don't tell me it doesn't make a difference, because we know that it absolutely does. I had 90 pence turn into £16 on Bitcoin. I know I'm talking crypto a lot at the moment, but I'm into crypto right now, so that's probably why. But it's still a small proportion of my overall portfolio. And the only reason I can do that is because I'm looking at what can I get rid of to move that money over into something else. So, for example, I was paying annual insurance, and it was costing me about £16. Was it £16 a month in interest? That's what it was costing me. It was portfolio insurance. And I made a decision to really make the push to just buy that insurance in one go and not spread the cost. And now that £16 a month, I still allocate it, but it's actually allocated into an investment fund. So I'm moving £16 a month into an investment fund, which is wonderful. So I'm doing exactly what I'm teaching, preaching, whatever you want to call it here. I do exactly the same thing. In fact, nothing I talk about is stuff I haven't personally done, because what's the point in that? It's just theory. Everyone's got theory, you know. We had a guy last week telling me about how he's making 70% returns on his trading. And I'm like, great, how long have you been doing that for? And he just suddenly went quiet and he hasn't responded. I doubt he's in the group, in fact. And I'm not saying that he wasn't doing it. Oh, all you do is, you know, It's fairy, mate. It's fairy. Have you been doing it for 10 years? No. It's not accurate, Ben, is it? Even 4 years. So we don't teach anything that's not actually being done. You know, I test everything. I've made some money and I lost some money doing some crazy ass stuff. That's what we're here for, is to learn what works best and what doesn't work the best. The best thing that works, most people starting out, is getting an absolute grasp on how much money they spend every single month and where that money goes. Then they can forecast for the future and make decisions based on how much money they spend, how much money they earn, and how much money they've got in between those two figures to then put away each and every month. That, my friends, is how you're going to get wealthy in the 21st century. All right, I hope that's useful. Hope it's a little bit of food for thought for you there. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latter. Speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.